for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Drew, did you hear any of that?
I'm hearing it.
Drew has clogged ears tonight.
Oh.
So you'll have to...
I'm going to be such a kvetch.
Bear with him.
What
does that mean, Adam?
Travis and Rob are both here from the transplants. Good to see these guys again.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome
back
to the show. When we last left off, Travis, about 8 months ago, was telling us he had a suspended license and was driving 120 miles an hour on the 405 freeway. But that's all taken care of now, right, Travis?
Yeah, taken care of a long time ago.
The transplants are going to be playing at the Weenie Roast this weekend. I'll be
yes,
there.
We are.
Drew will be there, banging his head, trying to knock some of that fluid out of there. Rob's got a nice tat on his head.
The skull.
I don't remember that
a
last
skull
time.
On his I got it like right. I think right after, shortly after we.
That's
did the
why
show
I told him. I said that you didn't have that. It's a skull on his cranium.
Yeah,
among other things.
It's redundant. It's like getting a dick tattooed on your penis. But let me see that. Bend forward. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And it's, you know what? It's not one of those nice, friendly skulls. It's a mean looking skull.
Pirate skull with an eyeball.
Yeah. And what's on the side of it?
Like a hot devil chick.
And wow.
And it
does that hurt?
Yeah.
And it follows your hairline.
Yeah, they're like the whole thing. Like
I would imagine what your hairline is perfectly, right?
Yeah.
Do you know where? I guess you can.
Well, you can tell like if you look close to where it, you know.
So the
he
plan,
followed it good, like cartoon did it, and he's
the plan was you shave your head, you do an outline.
Well, I've always shaved my head anyways, and it was just time to get a tattoo there.
But if so. You know, when one day when your grandkids are born, you just grow in your hair.
Yeah, if I wanted to.
Far could be the and every Halloween. Every Halloween,
you shave it again. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. How long did that take?
I think it was like 9 hours altogether. A couple sittings.
You know, it's weird. You would think if some guy was saying, I'm going to get a full head tattoo of a screaming pirate skull and then an angel bitch and all sorts of stuff, like, you would say, you are going to look like a freak. I mean, you're not going to be able to leave the house. But you know what? That's not bad. It kind of works. Like, it doesn't look that bizarre. It should look more bizarre. Should it look more bizarre,
yeah,
Drew?
We should have trouble looking at it.
Yeah, we should avert our gaze, and you should be making like money in the circus and stuff. But it's not. It's kind of works.
Thank you.
What's the feedback like?
I walked away thinking I should get a tattoo.
Yeah,
the feedback's crazy. I mean, it's
people like it.
Yeah, people get either baffled by it or they want to touch it or you know, because not every day you see someone with their whole head tattooed. You know.
No, but if you didn't. And you shave your head, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. If you didn't shave your head for 3 weeks or a month, you wouldn't really be able to see it.
Yeah,
for
like,
much
you know,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once it grows in, it grows in. You know, it's just like getting a tattoo in your arm. The hair still grows through the ink, you know. It's
right.
No different.
Travis, you get anything new? Any new tats?
No, I think the last thing I got was either, I think it was my rib cage. I got my rib cage done, and then I had half of my head done. But I don't know. I haven't really been getting tattooed. I need tattoo removal.
What do you need?
Yes, you do.
My ex-wife.
ASAP.
I need to get her name permanently removed, so I'm going to go see like somebody and get it lasered.
Yeah.
So
permanently remove your
permanently
ex-wife.
Remove my ex-wife from my life.
Yeah.
Well, I've had anal sex and I passed out.
Dr. Yeah. Bruce. Dr. Bruce will do tattoo removal with that laser of his that Drew had me co-sign for.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
You guys want to hear scum? Let me tell you about Dr. Drew.
You had to have laser on your faggoty self.
Drew, please. Dr. Bruce is a good friend of Dr. Drew's, yes?
Yeah, I'm curious what you're going to say here.
Good friend.
Yeah?
Good friend of Dr. Drew. You and Dr. Marcel were roommates in college, but Dr. Bruce is an old friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
You say he's a brilliant guy, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
Yet when Dr. Bruce went to Dr. Drew to find a cosigner for his new laser so he could remove Travis's tat, what did Dr. Drew say? Talk to Adam.
He didn't come to me.
Talk to Adam. How dare you, Drew?
No.
How
didn't.
Dare you send your friend my way?
No, he didn't.
Tugging at my wallet. How dare you?
He didn't talk to
don't
me.
Don't lie to me with
no,
those
I
clogged
said,
ears.
I said
ears.
We would like to maybe, you and I would like to go.
Who's? Oh, please, you sent him my way.
No, I didn't.
All right, I'm done with you.
I didn't. I gave him office space, and I gave him told him when to come.
All right. We'll talk to him about it. Here's the point, Travis. Dr. Bruce will get rid of that with his laser. Really? Drew will set you up with him after the show,
right?
We need
to do something with that.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Because, like, in the old days when they would remove tats, they would just cut them out, and there'd just be a huge scar there. It's like somebody burned it with a cigar.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, I'd always see people that go, like, I'm going to get my tattoo removed. And it's like, you didn't get your tattoo removed. You got scar tissue added on top of your tattoo. Anyone could have done that.
It looks awful, but...
Not the laser. Laser, you can't tell anything.
Yeah.
It kind of looks chewed up, though.
I think it's like...
kind of weird.
It's
like
probably
chewy.
The same thing as, like... chewy. It all depends on who's doing it, you know? Like, I'm sure some people can do it better than others, and some people will tear you apart.
But really, if you do know somebody, I have, like, 4 months, and I need to get it...
Yeah, you know? We do.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right. What's the name? Can we convert it to anything?
Her name's Melissa.
Yeah.
It has to be off.
That's going to be
it's
tough.
Just bad.
All right. Well, the transplants, by the way, we'll be hearing something off the CD by the same name. You can also catch these guys playing Live 105's version of the Weenie Roast coming up. Is that this Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. 91X is Friday. No, 91X is Sunday. Live 105 is Friday. These are our affiliates up in the Bay Area and one out in San Diego. And then you'll be doing the Weenie Roast on Saturday. So you got a full plate this weekend. Marie?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Basically, my simple question is what I can do to get myself to relax enough to have an orgasm.
What's the problem? Can you do it on your own?
I can do it on my own, but it can take a while.
Have you ever been able to do it normal? I mean, during intercourse or during sex? You used to be able to.
Yes.
And what changed it? How'd you lose it?
I got... pregnant in 98, and so between then and up until March of this year, I was not active nor dating at all, and just here recently,
a bunch of non-sequiturs there. Being pregnant does not have anything to do with not dating, and doesn't have anything to do with not having an orgasm, so
how
do those things all hook up for you?
But I just, it was my decision, I never did.
All right, well, you sound angry.
No, I'm nervous.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
All right, do you have a man?
Do I what?
Do you have a man?
No.
Do you have fingers?
Yeah.
So she can do it herself. No, it takes her a while, though.
Does herself. What about the father of your child? Where's he?
He's not around.
And is he, did he screw you over?
No, not really. It was my decision, basically.
To dump him. Get rid of him.
Yes.
Because he was effing your sister or one of your friends or doing drugs or something?
No, he was just a loser, and I would have been better off on my own.
Okay. Well, listen, here's the thing, Marie. I listen to people all night, and so does Drew, and you sound angry.
Just before she opened her mouth, that pause.
The first, before a syllable passed from your angry lips to Drew's clogged ears, we knew you were angry. So I don't know what that is, but you're tense. And when you're tense, it doesn't work well for women in orgasm.
And
guys, it works good. I lock those legs out, I get a calf cramp, and pow.
And after
put a hole in the TV set, like Elvis shooting his gun at it.
There can be a drop in libido after pregnancy. Are you on any medication?
No.
No birth control pills or anything like that?
No.
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 No. No. All right, well, have a good time. And listen, your kid's going to get angry, too, pretty quick, too, so you better smile once in a while around her.
Okay.
All right, so look, just relax. I don't know what you're angry about. Get a guy and work it out.
She's a trauma survivor.
Who beat on you?
Nobody.
Nobody? Uh-huh. Nobody raped you?
No.
No sexual abuse?
No.
Oh, good. Then drop the attitude. People don't know that's coming. You're just a natural bitch. That's it. You better. You know, these people, they think they're smart on this show. We're like, are you high? No. Are you drunk? No. Now you're retarded.
Yeah.
You better be one of those
things.
That's
something.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's better to be a trauma survivor. At least you got something to work on.
Yeah.
Okay. She needs to relax. Get herself a man. Loosen up. Too uptight.
He's ultimate Ronnie.
Uptight people don't have... The uptight people can't dance, and they can't F, and they can't have the orgasm.
But going from that very sexual to non-sexual is sort of a trauma thing.
Yeah. Well, she said no. 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 I like the people that really drag that N out of their no. 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 You know what it is? I don't like people that relish saying no. I like people who don't want to say no.
Now people go, no, embarrassed, no.
Yeah, well, no, but like even if you tell, like you go, you say like, to a white guy, like, are both your parents black? I want them to go, like, no.
That's an interesting question.
Interesting angle, but no, I'm Dutch. No, but we get no.
Wait, the other great no is, Adam, is your hair brown?
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Did you hear about it? No. It's a light shade of
it's a light,
sandy colored.
Super light
brown.
Black.
Right.
Go ahead, Hal. Yeah. Oh, shut up, Drew. Go ahead.
Actually, my question was that my boyfriend's very, very jealous of my friends. All of my friends are guys, but two. And the two that are female are my ex-girlfriends. And he's he's really jealous of all of my friends. Like, he's told me that I can't be with any of my friends without him around. And I only see him on Fridays.
Is there something about you that would make him feel that way?
No, I'm a very faithful person. I've never cheated on any of my boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you're bisexual, right?
Yes.
That makes a guy excited and nervous at the same time. That's like, the balls are excited, but the brain's nervous.
Yeah, he just wants to be cut in.
You know? Yeah, but no, he doesn't want her messing around. He's got that 17-year-old bravado.
Yeah.
Well, he's 19. And
how old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh. Travis, you remember what it was like to be 19 4 months ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was 19, I was being a freak, but you can't be a freak. Like me, I mean, like being a freak, like sexually, like being with being with your best friends, or you know, being with someone of the same sex. If I was a girl and then have a boyfriend, it just seems kind of out of the question, you know.
And Travis,
there's gonna be problems,
right? And Travis, then so your boyfriend's mad at you, wants to keep you like under surveillance. Do you understand why?
Yeah, I totally understand why.
Yeah,
but I mean, put in her situation, you know, girl on girl. I don't think the guy on guy thing is.
If you were Holly,
God ain't a fan of that.
Travis, if you were Holly, of course.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of guy friends and a couple of girlfriends, and these are all the people you hang out with now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can understand where the guy's a little freaked out, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
how long have you been dating him?
5 months.
Hmm. You having sex with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I think this guy senses that Holly has a little chaos about her.
Yes, of course.
She likes to mix it up.
Well, probably he's kind of that way, too.
Right. I mean, so. And you guys found each other, so now you can do your chaos dance. So here's what you need not to do. You need to not get pregnant. Because this thing's...
Oh.
What's that?
No worries on that one.
Why?
How are you preventing that?
Birth control and condom.
All right, good.
Okay. Because you guys probably got about 5 weeks for the wheels come off this wagon. All right?
Okay.
You mean she gets pregnant, or they start fighting about
it? No, this is going to blow out. This is going to blow
out.
It's
going to be a disaster.
Yeah, that's what happens. You're 19, you're 17, and it's good. Relationship shouldn't go on longer than 9 months, a year, when you're 17 years old.
Yeah, you're so young.
The other thing about it is, too, I want to go into the Navy when I turn 18, because I'm going to graduate, and he wants me to wait a year and move in with him.
No, you got to go by your live your life.
Go into the Navy.
Semper Fi.
That's right. You got to get out and hit the high seas, which means being on the fifth deck of a laundry ship working 110 degrees with no porthole. All right, but it's going to be on the high seas.
No, I don't like water. I just want the Navy to pay for my college and for me to be in the JAG program.
I see.
Well, you'll learn to...
Sometimes you have to set sail, though, when you're with the Navy.
Like however many years you go to college will be however many years you will be at sea.
Yeah. I hear they have boats now in the Navy, so you might have to go to the ocean.
I don't like water. I can't swim.
Well, perhaps you should check out the Army, the Marines, or the Air Force, or one of the other three branches that does involve the ocean.
Yeah, but see, the Navy's the only one that offers the JAG program, which is the best lawyers in the country.
Well, you're not going to be an attorney. You think, you're watching too much TV. Those are actors. Nobody looks like that in the Navy.
Like JAG. I hate that show.
Okay, but look, if you were going to be an attorney, you'd go to college. You're not going to college. You're going to the Navy. That means paralegal's the highest you're going to climb up the legal ladder. Okay, you got to be realistic, Holly.
But
what kind of student are you right now?
I'm an A honor roll student.
A honor roll. And why don't you go to college then when you graduate?
Because we can't afford college. I have a single parent.
You'll get a student loan.
Or why don't you go to the military? Have them pay for the college.
Well, that's what she's doing. She's going to the Navy.
She wants to go to the Navy, enroll in the Navy, she said.
Oh, I don't know. Listen, you can get student loans. You can tell them you're like a 1/18th Cherokee or something. You can figure out a way through college, right, Drew? Mm-hmm. Drew, why don't you sponsor her?
Through college?
Yeah, like you sponsored Dr. Bruce and his $100,000 laser that I have to pay for. How dare you? We're going to get Travis's neck.
I don't know
up,
what
don't.
You're talking about here. I know. So you're going to tell me what
Very
happened.
Very convenient. Very convenient. Megan?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I've got a question for the guys in the transplant.
Here they are.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. So I hear you're involved with a movie called Live Freaky, Die Freaky.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Our homeboy John Roker, he like writing it and directing it and stuff, and it's this crazy like stop motion it's crazy, like it's about like the Manson family, and me and Travis do the voices of
is it
two
like
gay cops.
Is it like claymation?
It's weird, it's like the old like in the 60s I did, you know, with the Frosty the Snowman type thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that. It's badass. So it's going to be the Croft? Best thing, and Tim's putting it out on Hellcat. It'll be like a,
is that Sid Marty Croft, or was that
no that was like Davy and Goliath. I don't know, David. You know those? Remember those religious parables?
No. He's talking about like a Frosty the Snowman, or so.
It's kind of like
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, it's
Burl Ives.
It's rad. It's like
Burl Ives is a big snowman sliding around.
Like we get to do voices on it. Like Deborah Harry does a voice. Tim Armstrong narrates it. Davy Havoc.
It's really. It can be the spookiest form of illustration.
Yeah, it's creepy. I mean, it's gonna be good.
What was that video? Didn't Tool do a video that had, like, puppimation or stop action, whatever?
Brothers Quay, I think.
That was really freaky, like, kind of scary,
yeah,
really eerie.
That, yeah, that was, walked throughout the whole video.
Was in the box or something.
They did, like, three videos like that. That was badass.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know why it's scarier than human beings or illustrations, but somehow that weird puppet thing is really a freaky way to convey things.
All the old Sinbad movies, too.
Oh, that's the original. Sinbad, yeah, that's the original stop action.
Hey,
yeah.
Megan?
Yeah?
All right. You good?
Yeah.
So go buy it when it comes out. Live Freaky.
Yeah, well, when is it going to come out?
I have no idea. Hopefully sooner than later, but it'll be worth it when it does come out. Yeah.
All right, Megan.
All right, sweet. Thanks.
Take care. You guys are doing, what are you doing? Oh, Doggy Fizzle Televizzle?
Yeah. That's like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Snoop Dogg's TV show is going to air in July.
Yeah, and we got to do one of our songs, Tall Cans in the Air, on there, and he came and freestyled a verse with us, and that was the highlight of...
What, is it a talk show?
It's like a comedy show he does. It's hilarious. Like
what network?
It's on MTV.
MTV.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
You know, it's
all
funny.
Kinds of skits and stuff. It's rad.
We had... Snoop, listen, I'm taking partial credit for getting Snoop into the comedy field because 3 or 4 years ago when we did the Man Show bit where we went to his house, we got him going in the comedy. And then we did something with him and Bishop Don Magic Wand, the pimp, last year on the Man Show. And I think we almost discovered him as a comic entity. But I was thinking about this the other day, you know. Snoop was on this show. It may not be obvious to guys who aren't car guys, but he was on the show and he was talking about the Snoop DeVille. And I've seen his Snoop DeVille. And it's a Cadillac of DeVille that's snooped up, you know, a lot of gold anodizing and fur and stuff. And so I said, Snoop, what's going on with Snoop DeVille? And he's like, man, Cadillac dropped it. But I'm going to show him, man. I'll go to another car company. I'll go to GM. And I said, Snoop, GM makes Cadillac. It's like saying Lexus dropped it. I'll show him. I'll go to Toyota. Right. It's like, yeah.
At the shoot when we did it, he had a Snoop DeGrille. It was a lowrider bike, but it was a
really?
Barbecue. It was hot. It had gold utensils and everything. It was fur. It was hot.
I got to start getting stuff named after me. Man. That's where we all should start thinking about. Travis McCara. That's tough. That's going to be tough. You got to pick up. First, we all got to pick up a nickname that rhymes with stuff easily. Let it emulsify. Let it sink into the American psyche for about 5 years. Then start naming stuff after the nickname.
And you got to be able to drop in for Fizzle after there.
Yeah, we'll work somehow. That one out too. All right, let's.
For Shizzle Dizzle.
Let's hear the Tall Cans in the Air song. Come on, Anderson. Come on, buddy. We got plenty of time. Yeah. Just the one Snoopa hung out with and busted a rhyme.
I wish you.
Yeah?
We had that version of it. He killed it.
Well, big
Snoop Doggy Doggy, Dr. Drew was at your door.
we got the original right here.
It's so funny how you hate my f***ing guts, but at the same time love me. From the Lincoln to the gold to the lowrider bike, I always get you hated, but you know that you like. What you see is what you get, nothing more, nothing less. I'm killing smoking chronic while you're choking on stress. Talking to the air, let me feel you. Talking to the air, let me feel you. Stay fat. Is it the cash I made of wax or the cocaine sacks? Is it the crew I roll with or the one that you lack? I wish you would come around, I'd lay you flat on your back. You better hope you f***ing miss me if you see me drinking whiskey. You know me and Diablo get way past dizzy. With a drunk, high or sober, yeah, we still getting over. Can't detect at 3 a.m. head to toe, drink the Joker. Tall cans in the air, let me feel you. Tall cans in the air, let me feel you.
Sing no never, I don't live south. We're coming clean forever, without a doubt. Like a machine gun trigger, you better watch out. Yeah, transplants don't give up, that's where we're at. So, here we come with the original style. I said, who the fuck are you? I've been here for a while. I got the Steelers, AFI, LFP, and Crystal Sound. Transplants are fearless and the most original.
Talking to the air, let me feel you.
Transplants, everybody. Travis and Rob are both here from the band. Of course, you remember Travis from Blink-182. We'll talk to him about that a little bit later. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Travis and Rob are both here from the Transplants. They just went and got stoned in the parking lot. Now they got the giggles. They got the munchies and the giggles. Look at them. A couple of schoolgirls over there eating their Starburst. Don't think I'm not hip to what goes on.
God.
I know the rock and roll lifestyle. That's all right.
Oh.
It's going to help you. It's going to help you focus on the calls. I really need you to get into your groove, fellas. All right. Drew, call the cops.
Got it.
All right. I want to check with these guys in rehab for the night's over, yeah, Drew? Drew's an addiction medicine specialist, so he's essentially the man. So he knows. All Believe right. me, he knows. All right, Transplant's going to be playing at they're going to be playing at Live 105 Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the 91X on Sunday.
91X on Sunday, Wiener Roast on Saturday. Yeah. So
a full California weekend.
Full. In case
don't forget about Reno. We're playing at Reno too.
They're playing in Reno
the day before. It's like a secret show. Nobody knows about it. Us and 7 Seconds in the Kinnison.
Unless they get too hopped up on goofballs and freak out, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They come crashing down from the crazy trip they're on. End up chained to a bed. Not going to be laughing so hard. You know what a marijuana cigarette can do to you, Drew?
Marijuana cigarette?
Oh, yes.
Young man.
That's right. Randall?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I'm 18. I'm from Manzanilla, Colorado, and I had troubles lasting over 10 minutes with my girlfriend. And she's getting really aggravated, so I'm curious if there's, you know, any procedures I could take, you know, to last over 10.
Yeah.
You could masturbate right before you have sex with your girlfriend.
That's right.
Yep. Or you could start the oral sex sooner, which is lasting, going well beyond 10.
Yeah, because you set the clock when you begin the oral sex.
Or you could dip out of the room before you're about to, you know, pull it and then come back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
She doesn't believe me.
Eating Starburst and laughing.
Guys going down on her.
She doesn't believe in it?
What?
And she doesn't like me going down on her.
She doesn't? Does she have an older sister?
No.
No.
Maybe you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
See, and you know, I don't really care for him going down on me either.
You don't.
I think that's really nasty.
Listen,
whoa, what did? What
happened? This is a bogus
call. You're gay.
You're weird.
Randall, we don't believe any of this call. Yeah.
There we go.
This is bogus from the beginning. He said what town he was from and stuff. Drew, what's wrong? Your ears clogged?
Yes, my ears are very clogged.
Because that smelled bogus.
It smelled bogus to me at the beginning too.
Hi, this is Randall from Buford, Colorado.
Whatever.
And I'm asking for your advice. You always know, here's the deal. You know it's a bogus call when people want to talk to us. Because whenever they go, I need to talk to Drew about an important problem that I have with my anus, and I'm seeking some of his advice, that always means bogus. Usually they just call and act like you called them at home and they were watching TV.
Right.
Yeah? Huh? What? No. No. Michelle?
Yes?
You're 18?
I'm 16.
That's right.
See, this is a real call.
That's right.
That could be a dangerous mistake.
What's up?
I got this friend who's always hitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows I have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been together for a year.
What do you mean she hits on you? What does she do exactly?
Okay, well, one time we were at her house, and me and my boyfriend and her, we're just hanging out, and she's just like, we got stoned, and then we went to get food.
Yeah.
And she didn't have money, so I bought her some food.
Yeah.
She goes, geez, it's not like we're dating. And she's like, because if we were, I mean, that'd be okay, but we're not, so that's fine.
And that's hitting on you?
No, this other time we were at the park, and there's like this forest thing.
Hold on, you got to give us the example of her hitting on you, not just random examples of you buying her chili fries.
She told me to go make out with her.
Yeah. All right, well, now we're getting to it.
Did you
do it?
No.
No?
She told you to go make out with her. In what context? What was happening?
Okay, there were these two, like, tards in the park, and they were getting ready to have sex or something.
Two tards getting ready to have sex in the park?
Yeah, they had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, that's where you go for the video camera. Yeah, what were you doing in the park?
How do you know they were tards?
Because they were, like, just doing it right in front of us.
Okay. I see.
Pretty gross, and they were fat, and it was sick.
Oh, two girls, I see.
No, so she said it was gross, right?
But it was two girls.
No.
You said it was
pretty gross.
You said it was pretty gross.
Pretty gross, I see.
Pretty gross.
I'm really not hearing things.
I know, but you got to stop talking, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Your ear's no good. Your mouth's shut. You got no holes working. Hey, Michelle?
Yeah?
Sorry, Drew. I don't want to stifle you, buddy. Talk away. Okay, so two fat people were making out in the park because they had nowhere to go.
And she's just like, hey, maybe we should go back there and start making out or something, you know, just so that they can't do anything. And I'm like, okay, then we were walking down the street, and this car honked at me, and she's kind of fat, so she knew they were honking at me, and...
Whoa.
Big problems right here,
Michelle,
right?
You got fat people wherever you go.
Well, she's a big person.
Okay.
Just because she's big doesn't mean she doesn't need love.
I understand, Michelle. This is a bogus call, though.
This sucks.
Wow.
This guy honks at me, and she goes, "Boy, you have a fan club. I want to join. I'm into you."
All right. Well, yeah, Michelle, but just because she's big doesn't mean she doesn't need love, right?
She could find love somewhere else.
Okay, well, she's not respecting boundaries, okay?
Hold on. Michelle,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask a question. How do you get so bitter and so bitchy at 16? I mean, you must have to work full time. You must have to work like the second you popped out of your mom to get sort of cynical and bitter and bitchy. Is it something you do full time or is this natural?
I do it all the time.
All right. You're gonna make a lovely wife and mother one day and a fantastic employee that I'm sure I'll run into in some long
customer
line
service
at some airport somewhere.
The customer service.
All right. So listen, Michelle.
Yes.
I know you hate your mom and your dad's a prick and all that kind of stuff, but I want
How'd you know?
Yeah, just, I know because you're
through
fish. Channeling. That's why.
It's channeling right through you.
Why don't you work on your attitude just a little bit, all right?
Are you telling me I need an attitude adjustment?
No, you need an attitude rebuild. What adjustment is a turn of the screwdriver. This engine needs to be torn down and rebuilt.
So basically, I need a kick in the ass.
No, you need to
You've had too much of that.
You need to drop all your stuff and you know, here's why I'm saying this. Forget about your friend, your fat friend is into you. You're going to go through life magically wondering why you're getting fired, why people don't like you, why you're not getting promoted, why everyone seems to be coming down on you. You're going to have this, the teacher doesn't like me, the principal doesn't like me. That's going to transition into my boss doesn't like me, my husband doesn't like me. Everyone's magically not going to like you. And
my dean loves me at my school. He's seen me for 36 referrals, so he loves me.
Yeah, there you go. 36 referrals to the dean. That was in 1 week. All right.
Yeah,
all right, Michelle, did you hear what I said to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not going to do any good.
Yeah, that was pointless.
But here's what happens. Here's what happens. These kids, they get kicked around by their parents. Their parents are abusive, or they're neglectful, or they're whatever. They get abandoned, and they get angry. And they're really hurt, but it just kind of comes out as angry. Right. And then they go through life hurt and angry, and everyone hates them. And
they project that along.
They project their anger at everyone, and you just hate them. But it's really... Really, you should feel sorry for them, and you would if you weren't, you know, if you didn't feel like kicking their ass, you would feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
No, I drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Did you look about your unwrap this and put it back on?
You guys cool? You need some more munchies?
I think Travis unwrapped his Starburst and put it back on the table after.
You idiot. That's
the way I did.
Travis, what'd you get? A bad flavor?
No, it was yellow. I wanted pink.
What's pink? Is that lemonade or something?
Yeah, pink is like, I don't know, like
grapefruit?
Strawberry banana or something?
Strawberry banana? What's good. Yellow?
Yellow is lemon.
He was surprised it was yellow in the yellow wrapper.
I think I just decided somewhere
I
between
notice if
grabbing the Starburst and unwrapping it. I didn't want a lemon. I wanted a strawberry.
Yeah, but you do understand the correlation between the color of the wrapper and the contents inside the wrapper now, right? Drew, this could be his first Starburst. Come on.
You're right. Could be.
All right. Drew, get the flashlight out. Check these guys' pupils.
Like I need to.
Javier?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Right.
What's up?
I want to determine if I'm bisexual or homosexual.
All right.
I'm not quite sure how to do it.
Wait and see.
All right.
You're 15. There's no way to declare it at your age that without forcing one way or the other. Just kind of see what happens. Just don't make any fast moves. You know, don't act in the state of confusion. Just when you have some clear feelings, go ahead and follow them along.
Well, okay. Have you ever been with a guy?
Mm-mm.
You haven't?
No.
Hmm. Have you been with a girl?
No.
Oh. And you think about guys?
Both.
Who do you beat off to?
Both. Mainly guys, but sometimes girls.
Mainly guys is...
Mainly guys, we're going gay with mainly guys. But that's all right.
Faggot better...
Drew, please. He doesn't have to go anywhere. Javier, I'm sorry. Drew's got an earache.
It's okay.
All right.
Hey, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning on moving out to the West Coast when I go to college.
No.
Which would be better, UCLA or UC Berkeley?
Ooh.
What do you want to study?
Psychology.
If you're gonna be
UCLA.
If you're gonna be gay, go to Berkeley though.
Okay.
UCLA.
Berkeley, they'll beat you up if you're straight.
Oh, and I got a thing about the hobo power.
Yeah. What do you know about that? Well, let me explain that to the boys, Rob and Travis. Hobo power. I'm trying to work out a unit of stink. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have units to measure, you know, gallons and inches and feet and miles.
Well, we have units of energy.
Units to measure everything, but there's no unit to measure stink. For me, hobo power, like horsepower, like a good fart, just a solid fart would be like 6 hobo power. And yeah. a real glass breaker would be like 10, maybe 11 hobo power.
Figured vomit was 50.
That's even a little high, yeah. But we'll work on it. And you would die if you ever got to 100 hobo power. Yeah. I mean, if you ever smelled 100 hobo power. It's like 100 hobos. Javier?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
Okay. Because, you know, you also want to measure fragrances at the same time. So you might want to start the scale at 1, like you were doing, and 100 would be funky. But, like, 50-ish would be a general, like, neutral area where 1 to 50 would be a good smell, and 50 on would be like a stench. You see what I'm saying?
No, we were going negative for the good smells.
Yeah. Okay. Like, if you were with a super hot chick, like, if you were looking at some super hot chick and you'd go, man, I bet her crotch smells like -5 hobo power. You know what I mean? That's the opposite of stink.
Right.
See? But you can't. But if you're into 1 hobo power, you're into some stink. All right? You guys cool, or are you freaking you out now to hobo power? I'd like you to start using it. Like, it would catch on. You know, like, you guys are on tour, some guy beefs in the bus, and you go, whoa, dude, that's like an 8 hobo power. You know what I mean? 8
yeah,
HP.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to catch
HP.
On.
No? Well, not with that attitude. It's not, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
It's a lot of effort.
If we get people like you behind it.
It'll have to be taught, like, to kids starting at a young age, you know?
It's like the metric system.
Like the metric system.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, you can't.
We'll convert all stench by 2005. What'd you say?
We start teaching it in schools. I think Rob has a point. But the thing is, too, is, you know, instead of just going, oh, that was extra stinky, you go, that was a 12. Hobo. All right. You guys eat your Starburst and eat your pot brownies. Drew and I got to take a break from the work we've been doing on this show. We'll be back with the transplants after this. Yeah. Hey, Travis and Rob from the Transplants. Put those headphones on, boys.
Here we go.
It's time to rock and roll. You can finish that test Drew gave you. That, and then after that, he's got a urine test. He'd like you to both take. Travis and Rob both here from the Transplants. Going to be playing the Live 105 thing and the 91X thing and the K-Rock thing all coming up this weekend. And CD's out, Transplants. We'll hear something else off of that in the second hour. And what's going on with Blink 182, Travis?
We're writing our record right now. We're about finished. We're about more than halfway finished.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we go to Europe and we play Reading and Leeds. We go to Japan, and then we're going to Iraq to play some shows for the troops.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
USO?
Something I'm not really supposed to talk about it, but I do.
Yeah.
I forget, whatever, but I'm excited about it, you know?
Yeah, when is that?
Super cool. I think it's in August.
Wow. That's really cool.
Like military aircraft, like the whole deal, you know? Nice.
Wow, that's bitching.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice, too.
It's like history, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Tell your grandkids about that. Rob can show the grandkids the screaming skull on his head.
Yep.
That's great. Pam?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 28. What's up?
Yeah, hey, what's up? Well, I've had a boyfriend for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We just had sex for the first time 2 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
After dating for 3 months, and my question is about lubrication because I was a lot wet, and it made it not good. Kind of.
Is that always the way you've been, or is that just with this guy?
Too much lube, no feeling. I mean, she.
It was natural lube, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's like the most. I've only had two other partners before him.
Yeah.
And he's the most sensual. I'm the most attracted to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of why. But it also.
Ooh, you're 28. Are you a big? You're a big gal.
You're overweight.
Oh, Drew, please. Let her answer.
No, I'm very attractive.
Very attractive.
Yeah.
You're 28. Absolutely. I've only been with two guys.
Yeah, well, I'm not a slut. What do you...
How dare you?
Whoa.
insinuate that all women have been with more than two guys before the age of 28 are sluts.
Well, I'm very selective, and I had planned to wait till I got married, and I didn't, but I'm very chaste, and I'm proud of that. But anyway.
All right. Did you have, and I like that.
Yeah, we're all about it.
That's fine. And what about, were the two guys you're with, those were longtime boyfriends?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just one of these people, you hooked up, you had one long-time thing, and then you hooked up, you had another long-time thing.
Right.
And now you like this guy, and you're into him. So, and did he complain?
No, he didn't. But he did use a condom that had lubrication.
All right, so next time, use a dry condom.
Yeah, but still, I know it's going to be like that. And I just want to know, can that be considered a medical problem, or is there...
No, it's fine.
To be that...
You throw a little kitty litter down there. That'll mop it up.
That's a good thing. You guys will figure it out. You'll work that out.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. You're excited.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so amazing to me how often women feel flawed for having normal reactions.
You know what I do, Drew, when I'm with a guy like this? I will roll my penis in some margarine and then pat kitty litter on it, like a sprinkled donut.
Like a payday.
Yeah, like a payday.
Penis.
Not only does it give the gal, sort of rib for her pleasure, a little sensation there, but it adds a little girth.
Oh, this is a genius. I have a new condom for Trojan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kitty litter condom.
Yeah, mops up all the extra.
Kitty condom.
Yep. When she's too excited, this dries her up.
I'm calling them in the morning.
Dries her up like the salt flats. Let's talk to Sebastian. Sebastian?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You're 16.
Yeah. It's my main mayonnaise. You remember that?
Yes. That was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question. I need your help, Adam, because I'm a puss when it comes to, talking to girls.
Mm-hmm.
You pansy!
So? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and I get, real nervous, and I start, having I start getting a shorter breath and stuff.
Yeah.
And I need help, I need to know what to do to get over that.
Drew's looking at me. Yeah, you gotta smoke weed.
Smoke weed.
No, listen. Sebastian.
Yeah. You're 16. You're
supposed to be goofy in front of chicks at 16. Right.
It's weird to get short of breath, though, dude.
You hyperventilate a little bit.
Yeah, hyperventilate.
You should not talk. They think you're cool when you don't talk.
Yeah, I do that already.
Okay. And let's see.
They might think he's a mute then, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's practice, all right?
All right.
I'll be the girl.
All right.
Hey, Sebastian, you're looking good.
Uh-huh, whatever.
No talking.
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's try it again. You ready? Uh-huh. Hey, Sebastian, who do you have for homeroom?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that works.
That's good. Now I want you to try it with nothing, okay?
All right.
No acknowledgement, all right? Hey, Sebastian, who are you going to the prom with? Are you being quiet? That's good. Okay, you can talk now.
All right.
I sort of like the
Yeah, I like that better. Showed a little attitude.
Yeah, they're like, that guy, he is ugly, but he don't talk. I got to find out why. Hey, Sebastian, here's what you got to do.
All right.
You need to get good at something.
Not video games and stuff?
No,
video games don't count.
All right.
Let's say you start a band or you get
basketball,
good at sports or something like that. You have anything you're good at besides Grand Theft Auto?
Football and art. That's it.
Art. All right. Yeah, women like that.
Football?
What kind of art?
Drawings and abstract stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you say good at football too?
I used to, but I can't no more.
Why?
I messed up my back when I was playing.
All right. I get nervous when I hear about 16-year-olds that mess up their back. But listen, Sebastian.
Yeah.
You're fine. You just got to don't talk so much. Be cool. Try it again one more time, right? Are you ready? Let's see. You going to get a Letterman jacket this year, Sebastian? Nice. Chicks go nuts. She'll just start fingering herself. Yeah. She'll lick one hand and start rubbing her nipple, and the other hand will go right down her pants. Women love that, right? I chatted too much in high school. That was my problem. I was like, and then chicks, they can't stand that.
Take a break.
That
take
quiet
a break.
Guy,
take,
huh?
Yeah, take a break.
We gotta take a break, but James.
Yeah, what's up?
You're 19.
Hi. Yeah.
You say there's already scientific measurement for smell?
Yes, that's right.
What's it called?
It's called the decifume. Kind of like decibel, but fume instead of bell.
Interesting. Hold on a second.
Frank-inker.
Trying to steal my thunder from my hobo power. Rob and Travis here tonight from the Transplants. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LV-191. Drew making a little mic contact there. Fine, there's first time for everything. Travis and Rob are both here from the Transplants. Transplants, name of the CD. Going to hear something off of that in this break sometime. And also going to see, you can see the guys either in San Diego or San Francisco, or at least the Bay Area. I'm not sure if
or
the
Reno,
Live 105.
San Jose, I think. Is
San Jose. Or Reno doing a special super secret show that nobody can talk about.
My kids brought up the San Jose thing you and I went to years ago when they came out on stage with me. You introduced them as Hanson.
And the crowd started booing, and the kids were traumatized.
How weird that it came up
Drew,
at dinner.
Show the guys the pictures of your kids. You got those pictures? You'll get a laugh, but Drew's kids are, he has triplets, and they're all good-looking blondes. So when we went to Live 105, and ooh, that is a nice picture.
How old are they?
10.
They're 10 now.
6, 7, that picture.
Yeah, but anyway, they're all good-looking blonde kids, and there's, I don't know what that, what was there, 15,000 people at that place?
Yeah.
Maybe 17?
Yeah.
So when I introduced him as Hanson,
no,
the whole crowd just erupted, like, woo! No and the kids started crying. It was great.
That's hot.
I didn't know they're all going to boo him that way.
What did you expect?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny. I didn't think about it that much. Like everything. It's just, Drew said, we ought to bring the kids out. Let them say hi. I guess it's, you know.
They're like scarred for life.
I know. It does.
It's like 50,000 people booing you.
It gets etching your psyche. Yeah. All right. Well, good times. They're over it. A little therapy couldn't cure Drew. Kat?
Yes.
Yes, you're 51.
I am.
All right. What's the question?
What's happening?
Hymen hasn't broken yet?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely been broken.
Yeah. Broke around the Civil War. What's up?
I was incarcerated in a marriage for 24 years.
Uh-oh.
And finally got out, thank God, of course. And had a really good time.
What was wrong with that? What was wrong with that marriage? Why was it an incarceration?
Oh, it wasn't a marriage. It wasn't. He was older than I was.
Okay, I understand it was not good. What was the matter with it? What was the matter?
No connection.
No connection.
He was English.
Oh, I
that
see.
That explains everything.
He spoke English. That's horrible. Spoke. Yeah, with a slight accent. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Well, you hold on. Kent paints a vivid,
bleak,
stirring picture, though, of that marriage. That sounds like hell. Even our old callers are retards on this show. It's like, why was it an incarceration? Why do you call your marriage an incarceration? He was English.
No connection.
All right. All right there, Kat. Let's move forward.
Oh, that was self-explanatory, though.
No, it was not.
What was self-explanatory?
He was English.
Wow.
What? Okay, we're moving forward.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
So I got married. Actually,
yeah.
I met a human being
mm-hmm.
who is absolutely marvelous,
mm-hmm.
and he was 20 years younger than I was.
Yeah. You're not talking on a cell phone, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we'll keep
all
going.
I have.
20 years younger.
That's all she has.
Yeah.
Bad time.
Mm-hmm.
And we also found out that he's very, very sexual. We both are.
Uh-oh.
But more so than he thought he was.
Most so.
Here's my question.
He's more sexual than he thought he was?
Yes. He thought he was real straight-laced.
Oh, I see. Meaning.
And so you let him have it?
Yeah, he wants to wear your clothes now, right?
No.
What's he want? Want to borrow your diaper? What's he want?
He would like to possibly have an encounter with a younger woman without her clothes.
Uh-huh.
And without you.
Well, no, not necessarily without me.
Get to the point. All right, so here's what's happening. This guy's 31, right? Yes. You're 51.
Do you have a lot of money?
No.
Okay. He hooked up with you, and now he wants some younger Tang for himself, right? Now, I'm putting her on hold because her connection's
bad. He's a wonderful human being. He's I can tell the way
No, here's what he's doing. He's couching this as a threesome, so it's not cheating. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like... Yeah. Hey, baby, what if we got another chick in here that I could bang her while you stood by with a towel?
And then Kat said, well, I got a friend. Like Susie, she's 48. She'd be great.
Yeah, 48. I'm looking premenopausal. I don't want a hot flash to break out in the middle of my pounding. Maybe we get someone in their teens or early 20s. Yeah, you have a daughter, Kat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he sounds like a delight. And now what? Yeah. And you guys have been together for how long?
A year.
4 years.
Four years. Okay. What do you do for a living, Kat?
I am a telemarketer.
Ooh. Oh, bad sign. And what does he do for a living?
He is a cook.
He's a cook?
Minimum wage. I did not marry him for his money.
No, you did not.
No, I did. He did not marry me for mine.
No. And so, I'm picturing what that threesome's going to look like. That's going to be a smelly threesome. Don't film it. Whatever you do, dear God, do not film that threesome.
That's true. I don't allow cameras.
Yes.
It would be like a hobo tin?
That's right.
Or something like that?
Yeah. The hobo power could reach up into the low 30s.
I like the way Travis has the British intonation. It's hobo 10. It's not 10 HP. It's hobo 10.
Mm-hmm. Are we referring to hobo for the younger or the older woman?
I don't know. But listen, Kat.
The whole situation.
Does this guy booze?
No, he does not.
Hey, what drugs does he do? He does speed?
No, he does not.
He doesn't do any drugs?
Well, we smoke.
Pot.
Smoke pot?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, huh?
That's it.
And where do you guys live?
Washington State.
You live together?
Yes, of course.
You have an apartment?
We bought a home.
Oh, you bought a home?
We did. We lucked out and we bought a home.
What happened? You collected on some frivolous lawsuit?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Uh-uh. 51. Uh-uh.
Here's the thing, Kat. You bring someone else into the bedroom, a 25-year-old chick, and there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, this relationship.
He's going to want to do this every week,
and you're going to have feelings you don't expect, and they're not going to be pretty.
So it's going to. It's going to destabilize the relationship.
Hey, the voice in the background. He says he knows so. Why does he know so?
Because we're smarter than you. You're a telemarketer. You're 51. You're 51. You're a telemarketer with one crappy phone. Who are you going to listen to, you or us?
Zip it, you nag!
Okay, you live...
I kind of like the one in the background.
You live with a Hesher fry cook. Now, you're going to listen to us. You hear us?
All right, I hear you.
All right. The threesome will screw up the relationship.
Guaranteed.
All right?
If you want to test it...
Fine.
Enjoy.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Okay.
With this guy?
No.
No.
How old are your kids?
They're in their 40s. How old are your kids, Kat?
My youngest is
11. Really? You had a kid when you were 40?
I did.
All right.
How old is your oldest?
31.
Same as a boyfriend.
Same as a boyfriend. And who's taking care of the 11-year-old?
He's 50-50 between my ex and I.
All right.
Actually, we all take care of him. So.
Okay. So on behalf of the 11-year-old, you got to
behave like a mom. Yeah,
behave like a mom. No threesomes for you. All right. All right, good times. It's nice. I don't know why, but there's something sort of quaint about the screwed-up older broad. You know what I mean? Yeah. And this guy's great. I just love the fact that he's getting tired of having sex with a 50-year-old. He wants a 25 or 30-year-old, and he doesn't quite know how to broach it. But listen, everybody. This is sort of like when a woman says to a guy, hey, do you want me to bring another girl in? That means she wants to have a lesbian experience, but wants to not have it go down as a lesbian experience. It'll go down as a threesome.
Off the record.
Yeah. So usually when a threesome is requested, there's a reason. And it has to do with not wanting to hump the person you're asking.
Yeah.
Which is funny. All right, let's talk to Gia.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
Hey Gia, you're 17.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I have a question for you guys, but can I ask the band some real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, hey guys.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys were coming to Sacramento anytime soon.
No, the closest we're getting is San Jose at the Live 105 show.
Okay, ain't that far, but...
Yeah, you can get there. How long does it take to get from Sacramento to San Jose?
4 hours.
Yeah, about 4 hours.
About 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
We're not worth it.
You got a moped or something?
No, I have a car.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
All right.
All right, anyway, I was raped when I was about 13.
You were raped?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I just started having sex probably about 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've had sex, I've bled.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if it was from when I got raped.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Who raped you?
One of my older brother's friends.
Older brother's friends?
Yeah.
All right. And how old was he when you were 13?
He was about 16, 17.
Did you call the cops or anything?
No, I never told anybody.
Never told anybody.
Had you been victimized prior to that?
Well, huh?
Had you been victimized in some way prior to that?
No.
Huh?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Somewhere.
All right, so you never told anybody. And did you like him before this or anything?
Oh, uh-uh. No, I wasn't really into it, but I really didn't know him that well.
He just, was he sleeping over or something?
No, it was at a party.
Was it a violent thing or did he drug you or something?
He held me at knife point.
Oh, my God.
He held you at knife point?
No. I was doing shrooms for the first time, so it was kind of my fault, I guess you can say.
No, no.
That's never your fault.
Never your fault. It's always Drew's fault when someone gets raped. Never yours. And he held you at knife point when, first off, even worse than rape, you should never screw up someone's shroom high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's more egregious than the actual
rape. It's interesting.
Rape.
There's no way to predict how someone would react under a shroom high, right? I mean, the fact that she froze as a victim at knife point on shrooms doesn't say anything.
Right.
She was on drugs at the time. I mean, you know, it doesn't predict what her past was.
Well, how does it work, though? I mean, you're at a party with a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
You're doing shrooms.
The guy pulls a knife in the party?
No, I wasn't feeling that well. I guess you could say I had a bad fry.
Mm-hmm.
I went and laid in my brother's bed.
Right.
And he came in there, and his house was like, they were partying on the top floor. And he
his had, house?
Yeah.
His parents' house.
No, he wasn't living with us at the time.
Hold on. You know, wait. You went and laid down on your brother's bed?
Yeah.
At your brother's house?
Yeah.
And this guy was a friend of your brother's?
Yeah.
Visiting?
No. Yeah, well, he was at the party.
Yeah. And your brother had his own pad at 16 or something?
No, he was living with one of his older friends because he didn't get along with my parents.
Not one of these guys. Not this guy that raped
him. Yeah. All right. So you can see there's a lot of chaos here in Gia's house.
Your dad must have been a colossal aggressive.
A brutal life, but it's all...
Yeah. Well, that's why you became victimized.
Yeah.
All right.
Your parents victimized you originally.
So the guy came in, pulled a knife on you, and he raped you.
All right.
Basically, yeah.
But we can see the setup.
Right.
Now the mushrooms don't figure prominently into this whole thing.
Right.
All right, well, the bleeding has nothing to do with that. Some women just bleed after sex. Are you on the birth control pill?
I had a question about that, too. Does marijuana, I smoke it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Does that affect the birth control?
It might.
Okay.
I'm not
on it right now, but...
No, just Travis and Rob are. And you're bumming they're high, by the way, at the mushroom
they're wearing,
store.
They're wearing
you're freaking the guys out.
I saw Travis's patch. He's wearing a patch, not a pill.
He took a pot brownie, taped it to his arm. Hey, Gia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen to me. You don't want to turn out like that 51-year-old that just called who's making minimum wage.
Nobody wants to turn out
right?
By the way.
No, I'm going to college. I'm going.
All right. I'm smelling junior college,
yeah.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not college. That's high school with ashtrays. Okay? You need to take it easy on the weed. The only time you smoke a weed is when you're in a big band like the Transplants, all right? You take it easy on the weed, you focus in school, and watch out for the guys you hook up with, all right?
Uh-huh. But what's the reason why I'm bleeding, though?
Some women, you need to have pap smears because you are sexually active to make sure there's nothing going on, but some women do bleed every time they have sex.
All right. Let's lighten it up. Ian?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a theory on your hobo power.
Yes.
First off, I work at a convenience store, so I have them in my store all the time.
You have the hobos.
Oh, yeah, except okay. We call them home bums, but that still doesn't change anything with the HB.
Right, right.
Okay. First off...
Local vernacular.
Right.
Yeah. First off, whatever rating system they have for odors right now still doesn't quite set the bad odor smell to it. It's just an odor rating system.
Right.
So I think you've got the right idea with the odors.
Right.
So that's just intensity of smell rather than severity of disgustingness.
Right. You're saying the amperage one or whatever the one we're talking about.
The Deca smells or whatever.
Deca smells. Yeah, I don't need some Poindexter telling me how to smell.
Deca fumes.
That's right.
What you got to figure out, though, is because every home bum smells different.
Yeah, but Ian. Wait a minute, Ian. Horsepower.
Every horse pulls a little different.
Shetland pony or a Seattle Slough? I mean, it's
Clydesdale.
Clydesdale. Horses are all different. Yeah, we understand what a horsepower is.
Yes.
I know. What I'm trying to find out, though, what is your
what is the standard?
Measure of rating for one? Your standard for one? Because I'm willing to perpetuate this with my.
It's the guy with the red nose and the stick with the sack on the end of the stick with the white spots on it.
I don't know.
I'm
not thinking about clown hobo, though.
Wouldn't that be it?
I'm thinking about the guy. Here's the guy. He has an equal amount of stench coming from his hair and beard kind of smell funky. You know when you don't wash your hair, your beard, your hair's got that smell to it. He's got some of that BO smell. And it's not that I've been playing hoops all day,
acetone,
BO. It's that it's permeated my clothing,
right.
BO. And there's just a slight sort of ball, urine, ass trifecta coming from the groin area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mixed with I've been drinking.
Okay.
You know?
That acetone smell again.
Yeah, so that it's an overall combination of stinks that come from the guy. And that equals one hobo power.
Okay. So yeah, I'm willing to completely back you up and perpetuate this at my store and
thank you.
Everyone at my store behind you.
Thank you.
And make this a national rating system.
It's gonna take courageous individuals like you in on an individual basis in order to make this thing fly. But like any good idea, if we take it on at a grassroots level, we can get it off the ground.
And next caller!
Shut up. And before we know it, our grandkids will be using hobo power just like they're saying, far out or give me five.
Exactly. No shat.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I think we learned that it was okay to say shat on the air. Although, I don't know. It still seems like there's going to be trouble. How did we figure that out? Oh, Good Charlotte was talking about that. Hey, line five. Wants to know.
All right.
You want to hear a song? No, let's talk to line five, and then we'll hear a song. Hey, Lauren?
Yeah?
You want to ask the guys what it was like opening for the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, the Foo Fighters are awesome, and so is the Transplants. So,
yeah.
Thank you. It was amazing. I mean, they were great. I mean, as a band, obviously they're amazing, but as people, you know.
Yeah, they're kind of good
guys. They treat us really well. I mean, I can't say enough nice things about them.
How did the fans react? You guys.
Some people hated us.
Yeah, some people hated us.
And, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, because they wanted the Foo Fighters?
Yeah, but I mean...
They have like an older crowd, I think. Well, they have a cool crowd, but like we played in Phoenix. It was just a middle-aged like audience, and they were like flipping us off. Usually see that. Like, you see like all these guys in sweaters and turtlenecks, like dressed really appropriate, you know, flipping us off. I don't know.
But for the most part, we were received well.
Is it because the Foo Fighters have had some mainstream success and like some radio play and
stuff?
I think
on most of the shows, when we came out, people didn't know what to expect, you know.
Right.
Surprise everybody.
Well, screw those Foo Fighters.
No, they were amazing.
Yeah,
Foo Fighters are great live band and great guys.
They're like legends, you know.
Yeah,
I think Dave Grohl.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
All right, you cool?
Yes, I am.
All right, good times. Let's hear something from the Transplants. Come on, Anderson. It's all good. Yeah. This is DJ DJ.
DJ. No
nobody moves, nobody get hurt, they said. Make one wrong move, man, you'll wake up dead. I exercise my lyrical style instead. Yeah. Wonder why you're dead and gone and forgotten, I said. Are I gonna come back for you? Nah, other story, story, but true. Lord, if you really want them to go, nah, oh, you suck, damn cold.
In the trunk around the world with the rats and punks. This is for the misfits, the freaks and the runts, the mug, the backstabbing rats get rough, so I know I better buckle. B-U-N-X tattooed on my knuckles, and then you pick the shackles, cause I am free.
Transplants. That's a nice riff. That's a good song.
That'd be Mr. Thank Tim you. Armstrong.
Yeah. Good times.
Thank you.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. Transplants here, Rob and Travis, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Travis and Rob are both here from the Transplants. Going to be playing all this weekend up in the Sacramento area. It is Sacramento, right?
San Jose.
San Jose. Yeah. You know, every place in this whole... You don't think it's weird? We try to get the Mexicans not to come over here from Mexico, like, hey, stop at the border. But then everything is Sacramento or San Jose or Los Feliz Street or Sepulveda Street or Los Angeles or what the hell else we got? Is there, you know, Valencia and stuff like this? Like, how how can you not come to a place where every single place is? You go down the coast. You start in San Diego and you go down to Santa Barbara and you end up in San Francisco. That's home. What are you talking about? We got to change
the name. Mexican cities sound less Mexican.
They do. They do. Like what's the? Well, not Mexicali. That's got Mexico right in it. But let's see. Think of a good one there. Tijuana, no, that's no good. Drew, think of one in Mexico called like Bobville,
right,
or something. I'm just saying we ought to start changing the names to like Cracker Town,
Jonestown.
Well, I don't know about Jonestown. That's a little negative connotation after 300 people killed themselves there, Drew. But you know, hey, we can fight for it, buddy. Smithville, Attenberg, stuff like that.
Boobville again.
Boobville. Tara.
Yeah.
How do you spell your name?
T-A-R-A.
Just making sure we don't pronounce it as Tara.
Ah.
Tara, that's fine.
I still could do that, Tara. What's up there? You're 25.
Well, my boyfriend went through... I mean, he's my kind of new boyfriend, so I didn't know him when he was doing heroin. And he went through detox. He checked himself into a hospital about a month ago. And then he stayed on his friend's couch for like 2 weeks. I went through his serious detox there, and then he stayed on my couch the last 2 weeks, and it was pretty gnarly. Like he couldn't.
All right, Tara, detox is nothing. Any heroin addict can detox. The hard part of heroin addiction is staying off the drug, and that requires many months of highly structured treatment.
Yeah, but detox can be pretty hairy, too.
Detox takes about a week. It's miserable, but it's not horrible if it's done in the right hands. But detox is a waste of time unless you're going to go into some long-term structured treatment.
See, and I asked him about this, and he said, you know, that he's made up his mind. And he's like he's very intelligent. He's very successful.
Tara, I understand, but this is a part of the brain that operates separate from intelligence and will and everything else. He can not want the drug, be done with it, be convinced it's the worst thing in his life, be committed to stopping, clear he needs to, and will not. Will not. It is a mathematical fact.
What's her question?
Well, okay, he told me he was done with it, you know, and I understand that he's going through all this. And I just went to go meet his family in Chicago. I just flew back tonight. And this morning I was in his father's bathroom, and I found, like, the cut end of a balloon in there. And I was like, I walked up.
Oh,
okay.
Tara, dropping the F-bombs. Wow.
Well, let me finish talking to her.
Well, maybe your mom was shooting smack.
She has only one. There's only one move she can make. So let me talk to her.
Half Nelson.
Yeah. Well, no.
All right. Listen, I'm gonna just put her on hold for a second so we can get caught up.
Are we reset? Okay, no, we're not reset.
Hey, listen, screwball.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sarah, you have one move, and that's to go to Al-Anon or Narcanon. That's it. That's all you can do. And you got to get a sponsor. You got to work the steps in codependency recovery. That has the highest probability of getting him to do something right.
Well,
all your nagging, all your supervision, all your policing won't do crap.
Okay, but what is... Okay, he was shooting up before, and he said he's not shooting up now, which I believe him because he doesn't have any needles with him.
So he's smoking it.
But he said he was ingesting it.
Or snorting it. Yeah, I can eat it. It's not a very efficient
way. I worry that this guy leaves half a balloon in his parents' bathroom.
I know he's very careless like that, but I mean, I think he thought that he flushed down the toilet, the whole thing, and maybe a piece of it fell.
All right, whatever. He's of course he's going to relapse. He hasn't been in treatment. That's 100%. 100%.
There's no way.
There is no such thing. There is never happened. There's
how
no
long
such
thing. Have you been with him?
Only like 6 weeks, about a little over a month.
Really? You're flying out to see his parents and stuff?
Yeah, because I was out there doing a modeling job, and his family lived out there. So,
These junkies get models, dude.
But he's not. I didn't know he was a junkie when I went into it, and then he's recovering, and I just.
He's not recovering. He just went through a detox, which is meaningless.
God.
You got it. You got it. You know, you got to go to Al-Anon. If you're going to be in this relationship and if he's going
to
get better, you got to go to Al-Anon. But
let's talk about you, baby. You're hot. What do you need this junkie for?
And because
get yourself a nice rich Arab guy.
No.
And listen, you're going to find if you drop this guy, you're going to find a nice alcoholic and then a nice other addict. You're just going to keep going after addicts.
I've never been with an addict before, ever.
What kind of modeling do you do?
I do all kinds. I do like runway and I do this is catalog, but I'm like doing other stuff too. I'm in the music industry, so
yeah. You think you can sing?
You're a heroin addict.
I like that. Drew, quiet down.
I don't do that stuff.
All right, your dad's not an alcoholic.
No, my family's still married. My parents are married. They're normal. Like you know, I went to college. I'm a normal person.
How'd you get into modeling?
I started doing it when I was like 14, and then I took time off to go to school, and now I'm getting...
It was a challenge. Your friends told her that...
Did your friends sign you up for some local modeling competition?
Yeah, I'm from a small town. Yeah,
all right. This was my theory. No model ever tried to get into modeling. Some friend signed her up. Drew, you know what I got in the radio?
Friend signed you.
Friend signed me up for a radio competition.
You said, oh, no way.
I didn't want to do it, but what could I do? All right, Tara...
Do you have a phone number that I can call or give him or something?
Yeah, let me talk to her off the air. Can you hold?
Oh, yeah. If you weren't a model, he'd tell you to go to hell.
No, they're close enough.
Now he wants to chat. Yeah, hey, baby. You're just down the road.
But I am deadly serious. If you do not go to Al-Anon, there's little chance for this relationship and limited chance for him.
Why does some model get hooked up with that? Heroin does not hurt your chances with women at all. I think it helps a little bit. They can take care of you, keeps you skinny. Find out what this guy... What's this guy do for a living?
He is actually in the music industry. He's been in a lot of bands, and he's produced some music and
stuff. So. He's probably been on this show.
He probably has been.
All right. Well, good times.
He's probably treated him.
What band's he in?
Oh, yeah, Drew's
probably, yeah. Drew probably knows him.
No, I'm not going to say.
I probably treated him already, so I may be able to give you some direction.
It could be Travis. Travis is in like eight bands. He's probably in a band Travis is in. All right. No, not you, but you got to know him. You probably work with him. You're in one of his bands. He's got to be one of Travis's bands. All right. See that? Do a little junk, get in a band, you get yourself a model. Breaks my heart.
Yep.
Get a tattoo on your neck. Yep. All right. James?
Yeah.
Rob,
hey,
what's happening? You hitting the wall over there, buddy?
I'm all right.
Slide that chair up.
Sorry.
Come on. You got to focus, brother. James?
Yes.
What's happening? You guys peaked too soon.
Peaked too soon?
No, I'm talking to Rob and Travis. What's up, James?
About 6 days ago, my girlfriend got diagnosed with chlamydia.
Uh-huh.
And she got herself a drink while she was at the doctor's that was meant to clear herself up in 7 days. And she's given me a bottle of pills, but since then... Well, I just got back from Florida a month ago, so we kind of can't keep our hands off each other, and we've had unprotected sex since then.
And you have not taken any antibiotics?
Oh, I've been taking two a day.
All right, so you're fine.
You're fine.
What are you taking, tetracycline or something? Or?
Yes.
That's fine. You that? You're fine.
All right, Ringo. We're going to let you go.
Going to Mapeka.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
New Zealand.
All right.
Why would you bone your old lady raw dog knowing she has chlamydia?
Sorry?
Why would you raw dog your old lady knowing she has chlamydia?
I didn't. We only just found out 6 days ago.
All right, but he was taking the pills.
You're weird,
all
dude.
Right. He took the pills. Rob, go back to sleep now. You're angry now. I woke him up from his nap. He was pissed off. He's cranky. He got to eat. Give him some more Skittles.
Starburst.
Remember.
Yellow,
red. That's what you got to think.
Think about tricks.
Hey, is it under
yellow, orange?
Is it understood that the green is always the worst in most things, or maybe it's getting better now? But the green used to be the worst in the like gummy bears and
In that type of candy, it's always terrible because it's always like some weird lime flavor.
Yeah, it's some funky, weird, bitter thing where it's sort of like the green in a fruit cake. It's weird. Green is just a what's the number one? Red is red the number one?
Good.
Yeah, number one is good. Yeah. Like, let's just say
strawberry good,
jelly, cherry, you know, good. Jelly beans, gummy bears, Starburst, whatever. You average all of them out. Lifesavers. I think you put red at the top, right?
Yeah.
Greens got always at the bottom.
Yeah.
Stop making the greens. If anyone's listening to me, no one likes those greens.
Those are the ones you throw on the movie floors, you know.
Maybe
the mess of those.
Maybe you know it was horrible. The green juju bees were bad too,
and the black ones real bad.
Yeah. Maybe they have the green. This is going to be heavy. You guys are stoned. You got to dig this. Maybe the green is there so you can fully appreciate the red, man.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
How about when Sour Patch Kids makes watermelon ones? Just watermelon.
Yeah, those are
you get
good.
To pick your favorite flavor.
Oh.
And when they just have the peach, that's good, too.
All right.
You know, they have these...
We sound like idiots right now, by the way.
They have crappy-tasting jelly beans.
Thousands of people are turning
their Harry Potter horrible-tasting jelly beans.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like whoopee jelly beans.
It is true that if they were all red and all tasted good, then they would all just be sort of green after a certain point. You know, you need that. You need.
Yeah, you get burned out on anything, I guess.
Yeah. Layla?
Hi.
Hey, that's heavy, right, man?
Way heavy.
Yeah. What's up, baby doll?
I have a question. Okay, I was bulimic for, like, a long time, maybe, like, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, like, in recovery. I haven't been up to it as much in, like, the past 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm having, like, all these physical effects, like muscle soreness. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, always tired. I have no energy.
Have you had a medical evaluation recently?
No.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's a cumulative effect of this, and God only knows what's going on now.
How long were you bulimic?
Like, since I was, like, well, I was, like, anorexic and bulimic.
What? Right. Now you're just purging, right?
Yeah.
And you're vomiting?
Yeah.
And is that all you're doing?
Yeah.
No laxatives, no diuretics, no nothing?
No, I used Ipecac for a while, but that was, like, a couple of years ago.
And that, you know, can hurt your heart.
What was she doing?
Ipecac, syrup of Ipecac.
Oh, making you throw up?
Yeah.
Really? Why is that bad for your heart?
It's one of the side effects. Little known.
You can't heave without Ipecac?
No, I can, but, like, that was just when, like, I couldn't, like, make myself, like, if I needed to do it, like...
Right. All right, so,
I'll tell you what you do now. You just think of that 51-year-old who was having the threesome in her trailer home, who called about 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
That'll get you to heave.
Whoa. But, Layla, listen, this could be anything. It could be anything from anemia, from ulcers, or from tears in your esophagus.
I know I'm anemic.
I understand. It could be anything. You've got to get a medical evaluation to see what's going on. It's a very nonspecific symptom.
How thin are you?
I'm not. Like, my weight keeps going up and down.
Okay. Well, let me ask this, Drew.
Yeah.
Did they sort of get addicted to vomiting more than addicted to with their body image?
There is a bulimics who also have addiction do get addicted to the sort of endorphin rush of vomiting.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Pure, do you like that?
No, I'm like a total addict. Like, I've been addicted to a lot of drugs. Like, I have an addictive personality.
So the addict plus eating disorder makes it even more difficult to treat because of that compulsive quality. Are you addicted to anything right now?
Like, I smoke pot.
I'm proud to say I've not heaved because of booze in probably over a year.
Oh, a year.
That's a personal
record. Wow, you should
personal
take a cake. We should give you a cake.
Yeah, I'll eat too much and then I'll heave.
No, I mean...
take a cake. I should get a chip or something for my keychain. I usually heave because of booze like every 4 months at least, you know? And then as I got older, I thought it would slow down, but not really. But, you know, it's funny, too, when you talk to people, like, they go, how many times do you heave because of booze? They're like, well, let's see, once at high school and then once in my 20s, two times. And I'm like, oh, I've done it like 190 times.
I think your wife's getting worried about you, Adam.
Really?
She's like, you're going to talk to him about those cigarettes.
No. And I haven't smoked a cigarette today.
Do you know he drinks a half bottle of wine every night when he gets home from work?
That bottle of wine is two glasses.
I don't know. She's starting to worry. Do you know he heaves every quarter?
Every quarter. Layla?
Uh-huh.
Don't worry. I set her straight. Get her tattoo on my neck. Layla?
Yeah?
You know, I'd like to get a tattoo of her on my neck just so I could whack it like a mosquito. like some sort of voodoo doll that you were wearing. You know what I mean?
My girlfriend now, like, she scratches it.
Oh, yeah.
We don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk. We'll set you up with Dr. Bruce. And Layla needs to get into some recovery. She needs to work this out. She's got a serious problem.
She's doing better. Bulimic, sometimes, you know, remission is considered occasional, still lapses. They still do vomit occasionally.
Right.
But most importantly, she needs a medical evaluation. I mean, it could be a heart problem now. It could be anything.
All right. Well, good times.
The bulimics get into all kinds of medical problems.
Good times. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Rob and Travis are here from the Transplants. Going to be playing in San Vicente, Santa Monica, San Clemente,
San Bernardino,
San Rafael, mm-hmm. San Bernardino,
San Quentin,
San Ysidro, San Ysidro, I mean. It's, all right. They're going to be playing in Iraq for the Weenie Roast.
Yeah.
They're playing at Live 105. They're playing at 91X. And they're playing at the K-Rock's Weenie Roast all coming up this weekend. Drew's coming out with a book in a couple of months or so. I don't want to talk about that. But Travis said he was coming out with a drumming book soon.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Who's that for?
I'm going to do it through Zildjian, like my symbol company, mm-hmm. probably. And it's basically just like exercises and like just challenging like hand work, like hand technique stuff.
Is you can make it scratch and sniff, and you can incorporate your thing.
My hobo power?
Hobo.
Yeah.
See, now we're on to something.
That's how
we get to the kids. Because the kids love Travis. So.
That's called synergy. Yeah, I use Travis as my conduit to bring hobo power to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't think it's cool if Pops Corolla starts talking about it. But young, cool Travis starts talking about it. You need to get a shirt called Hobo Power and wear that in every gig.
Yep.
So the book has... Would the book be for, let's say, you're in junior high, you're in high school, you're a young person, you want to pick up the drums, you don't know where to begin,
or people are already drum?
No, yeah, it's not a beginning like a beginner's book.
It's not a beginner's book.
Yeah, it's more of like a challenging book, like kind of like, yeah, I've got offered to do videos and stuff, but I think it's cheesy, like
right.
I think it's too much. Like I just want to do a book, and it's just like. It just helps you. It's not novelty. It's it'll really help you become a better drummer. So.
And how do you do it through? Do you do it through illustrations, or you do it through pads that are marks or whatever?
Yeah, just like anything else. You read music for drums. There's like tablature. You have to like write everything out. And
right.
I grew up in marching band and jazz band, whatever. So I know how to do it all. So I can basically do it by myself.
Which one did you play in the marching band? The three?
Oh, no, I played snare drum.
Oh, you weren't with the.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Sure. That was fun.
Yeah, you play like all the football games, basketball mm-hmm. games and stuff. That's not bad. Drum's about the coolest as you're gonna do in the market.
That's the only way
band.
You're going to get away with
Remember
it.
Remember those ESPN commercials where the guy's drumming and showing them, practicing their positions? Did you ever see that?
What commercials?
Two guys. Was it an ESPN commercial?
Oh, yeah, running around. Yeah. And then that movie Drumline made it kind of cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tiara? Yeah. Tiara? What name
Tiara.
Is that?
Tiara.
Tiara?
Gone, right. Sleeping.
Well, she's been on hold for an hour and a half. Let's talk to Adam, who's 19. Adam?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I have a hard time meeting women at, like, anyone, really. Like, I can be friends with a girl, but never gets past that. And it's basically, they're just like, you're too nice. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, too nice just means you got they're not attracted to you.
Mm. That's what that means.
That's what that means.
But it doesn't mean you're not attractive. You may have played your hand wrong.
Yeah. Right, is anything wrong with you physically?
Little bit overweight, but not too much.
That's gonna
abnormal looking. So
too abnormal looking.
That's gonna hold them up. How tall are you?
6'2".
What's your weight?
270.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Whoa.
It's a lot of it's muscle. I really have never been called on my weight before.
Here's the problem. Big guys don't get tail.
not in high school.
I'm not even going for tail. I want to cuddle.
Big guys don't get any cuddling. They get no loving.
How do I change this?
You must perform lobotomies on all females.
You got to get some kind of game. Like you got to have some kind of game plan.
How so? Like...
He's all ears. Tell me, what do I do?
You just gotta develop it. You gotta, don't pretend.
Who cares? Just go for broke. Like, whatever.
Yeah, pretend she's one of your boys.
Do you ever ask women out?
What was that?
Do you ever ask girls out?
Yes.
And what happens?
Like, the typical
answer. Are you trying to be their friend all the time or something?
What was that?
Are you always trying to be, like, the friend of the chicks and all that?
Well, I just start out being friends because I get along with girls more than I get along with guys.
Do you have a bunch of sisters?
What was that?
You have a bunch of sisters?
No, I'm an only child.
Only child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, when you first meet somebody and you strike up a conversation, would you ask someone out?
No.
Right. You have to do that before you hit the friend stage.
All right.
You have to declare.
You got to let them know you're interested.
Yes, yeah. You have to declare.
But let me tell you this, too. I hate to say it, but you got to start doing heroin or coke or something. You got to get that weight down.
Get the weight down.
Women do not like big dudes. I don't know why. And here's the thing. We as a society have perpetrated this myth that they like the big captain of the football team guy in all the Disney movies. It's always the guy with the big barrel chest and the wide shoulders and the big lantern jaw and stuff. Women historically like scrawny, small. They like Travis is who they like. That's who they like.
They do like Travis.
They like Travis. Yeah, well, the drums help. But the point is the point is they, like, if you take a look at all the teenage heartthrob guys historically and even up until now, they're not big guys. They're never big, strapping guys. Once in a blue moon, some guy will slide under the radar, but big guys do not get tail. I don't know if they're physically imposing and it scares them. Later on in life...
Later, they do.
If you're a big guy later in life and you're running some company or something, you still got... Name me a big guy who draws any tail that's not a real successful businessman.
Well, football players, though.
Well, yeah.
That's a successful businessman, really.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But they're not just at business. You mean just successful.
Yeah, well, okay, makes $10 million a year.
Yeah,
well,
that's not a businessman. It's, yeah, successful person.
You know the example I'm going for here?
Yes, I do.
There's no just regular schlub who's a big guy who gets a ton of chicks. Mm-hmm. All right, and when I say big guy, maybe if you're a bodybuilder or something, but just a big husky guy, doesn't work. Got to thin out, got to do the heroin. Hey, I agree with Drew. We'll be back. Bill Bellamy is going to be in here, or will he? Bill Bellamy has canceled on the show the last six times he was going to come in here. Did he not, Drew?
I believe so. Last three times, anyway.
All right. But I'll tell you who hasn't canceled on this show. A kid by the name of Rob and his buddy Travis, okay?
They are.
Yes. They are here. They are the Transplants, and you can find out information about the band by doing the www.transplants.com thing.
The Transplants.com,
and find out all the information you need to find out. All right, guys, so we're going to see you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised if Drew doesn't remember talking to you 2 days
test.
Earlier.
I'll try to give you the test.
Yeah.
He's all being weird to us after reading what
we're doing. No, I didn't look. It's anonymous. I don't look at it.
It's real weird.
I will not look at it.
All right, guys. Always good to see you. Come back anytime.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see you Saturday. And until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I need to talk to Drew about an important problem that I have with my anus. And I'm seeking some of his advice.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.